Hello, guys. This is Anna Gieselman. I'm your yoga meditation MC today. Happy Friday. You've made it through the week, and I hope it's been a really good one for you. I'll be leading your meditation today, and I wanted to start off with a little bit of lightheartedness. I'm not sure how the meditations have been for you individually, but I think sometimes it's easy to get pretty heavy with the idea of meditation and being present with ourselves and being kind of strict about sitting, and I just thought I'd bring in a little bit of joy and a little bit of lightness. So I'm going to tell you a couple real quick jokes. What did the Dalai Lama say to the New York hot dog vendor? Make me one with everything. And did you hear the one about the Buddhist vacuum cleaner? It comes with no attachments. So hopefully you get a little smile out of those, a little crack. And welcome to your daily sit. So find yourself in a comfortable space, sitting nice and tall, and taking full breaths in, full breaths out, and allowing your breath to just flow naturally. So not really trying to force something special to happen or some special breathing techniques, just breathe, just sit. And that's what we're here for, is really to just be present and sit still. As simple as that. Although sometimes it doesn't always feel that simple. But there is some lightness about it. It can be easy in a way. The idea of stopping all the stuff that is happening in your life and just sitting. So throughout my practice of meditation and studying yoga and studying Buddhism, one thing that I have found through meditating is that life and experiences become much more real. It's hard to really say exactly what I mean, but when you bring a certain level of presence into your life, into your relationships, into your experiences, it's like colors become more vivid. Truths stand out in yourself, truths in others. And also you begin to tap into just how fleeting every moment is. You know, we take a breath in, we take a breath out. That moment's gone. A thought comes in, a thought goes out. Again, moment is gone. And I tell you this not to incite anxiety or a feeling of panic that time is ticking, because really time is kind of standing still when you're sitting presently with yourself. And I hope that in your practice and in these moments where you're listening to the meditations and you're sitting, that there are some really authentic experiences that are bubbling from within, that are really starting to percolate, where you can start to see some truths in yourself, some truths about your life and reality, or what we call reality. And then the more and more in touch that we all become with the fragility of life and with the passing of the moments and time, the more you can really, really appreciate each moment for what it is. You can start to appreciate the difficult moments for being times to learn, or maybe times to release control, or just to be able to accept. That's such a powerful one. So being here right now, breathing in your life, I want to encourage you to bring in an acceptance of the moments that you're having, the experiences you're having, and really honor them and cherish them for what they are for you, including people. There's a quote that I'd like to share with you from the 14th Dalai Lama. We humans are social beings. We come into the world as the result of others' actions. We survive here in dependence on others. Whether we like it or not, there is hardly a moment in our lives when we do not benefit from others' activities. For this reason, it is hardly surprising that most of our happiness arises in the context of our relationship with others. So this brings me back to our opening jokes and just bringing in lightheartedness. Because whether we like it or not, we are intricately connected to one another. You and I, right now in this meditation, the people in your community, the people you work with, and way beyond that, even people you can't see, you've never met. We are all dependent upon each other and intertwined. Your actions, my actions, all kind of ripple out like a drop of water with big waves. So with those moments, what do you want your ripple to be? What do you want to share? And today I really would like to share with you joy and the idea of really appreciating the moments that you have and being really thankful and really joyous about whatever the reality is, even the ones that aren't really beautiful or the ones that are tough. Those are the ones that really make us who we are and help us grow as people. And there's a Buddhist saying, make of yourself a light. And I love to think about that. If you're heading out there into the world and as we all know, there is a lot of struggle, there's a lot of suffering, there's a lot of darkness. Make of yourself a light. Shine, even if it's just for one person. Really illuminating other people's space, illuminating your own space, bringing joy into your own life. That's really profound work. So as we sit today, I'd like for you to just take some time here. Bring your palms together in front of your heart with all of your fingers touching and your hands together in front of your chest. And leave your pinky and your thumb touching together. And then let the three middle fingers open out so your hand makes kind of the shape of a vase, a vase. This is the heart mudra. So resting your thumbs into your sternum. Take a nice big deep breath in, swelling through your chest, opening your heart. And on your exhale, bring to mind someone, something that you are really grateful for. And again, take another deep breath in. And on your exhale again, find gratitude. And keep in this practice with your hands together at your heart and your heart mudra. Inhaling to lift up through your chest, taking a deep, expansive, opening breath in. And on your exhale, call to mind something that really brings you joy. Someone, some place, something. It's boundless energy really here. Joy, can come from within and just expand out, radiating through your being and thus reflecting out onto others. It's like if you've ever walked around and you just smile, people react by wanting to talk to you or wanting to smile back, or it's contagious. So bring to mind that same energy of smiling, but internally. And I find the best way to do this is to bring about that internal smile is to really reflect on things I absolutely love and cherish in my life and do not take for granted. Because as we have already talked about, this is a fleeting moment. Our time here is really quick. So really cultivate joy, cultivate light, make of yourself a light. From here, you can go ahead and close your palms together. And then gently set them down onto your legs. And just feel. See if you can feel that vibration, that warmth, that expansion that you're cultivating, the joy. And if you're not feeling it, that's totally okay too. Begin to take a few more really deep breaths in, joining your palms together once again in front of your heart. taking one last full breath in. And exhale to bow your face down towards your heart, bowing in reverence to the things that bring you joy, to the things that you're very, very grateful for, whatever they may be. I, right now in this moment, am very grateful that you are here joining us in the meditation challenge and listening. I feel honored to be able to lead you in this space. And I'll leave you with the word namaste, which basically translates to the light in me honors and bows to the light in you. So as we've already talked about, make of yourself a light. And that light that's burning in me really respects and thanks you for bringing your own light to the table. Namaste. Have a great day.